You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Manchester United to come from behind and win this game was 7-1. Now 8-1. I presume that's been put in, Tom, because Manchester United did come from behind and won at Old Trafford against Middlesbrough on a Saturday. But West Ham are enjoying a good run against Manchester United recently, unbeaten in their last four Premier League meetings with Manchester United. And Manchester United lost away at West Ham last season, albeit that was at Upton Park. But West Ham on a, I know they got halted by Leicester City, but on a decent run at home now.
Yeah, they're on a decent run, but you know, I don't know whether 1-0 victories against Burnley and Hull, you know, suggest that all is brilliant, you know, on home soil. I mean, you know, you mentioned their West Ham's record against Manchester United recently, but a lot of teams have a good record against Manchester United over four or five meetings because they've been that bad. But everyone's just desperate to talk about Manchester United being back to their sort of mid-90s, late-90s best, you know, and the kind of swagger that they've got about them. You know, that idea that, of course, they're going into the later stages of a game and they're piling on the pressure. And it is a little bit like the Manchester United of old. There's no question. There are players that are in form. You know, I watched Match of the Day and Anthony Martial was picked out. And, you know, when you see all his, you know, little highlights put together, he looks sensational, doesn't he? But he's got to add goals. That's the only thing for Manchester United. I think they've just got to add a few more goals from elsewhere. But all in all, they're looking too strong. And on that big pitch, I can see, while they don't play like Arsenal do, Manchester United, I can just see them exploiting West Ham here. And West Ham now are in that comfort zone for me. They will feel they have improved. They got the results that they had to win. We talked about Burnley, Hull and Swansea being three games they had to win to push themselves out of the relegation sort of fight. They've done that. I just worry about this West Ham team maybe being one that kind of sit back and think, all right, we've kind of done the bit we had to do. We rolled the past leaves. We've got the points in the back. I'm not suggesting they're on the sun loungers. Far from it. But I don't think this is the kind of game that West Ham are going to particularly enjoy, especially when Man City are the next opponents at home. Then they have Crystal Palace. So it's a tricky run of fixtures for them. I can only see a Manchester United victory here. 4-7. I think you're going to have to look at a Manchester United winning both teams to score. I think that's you know, that's kind of a standard bet, I think, when you're looking at Jose Mourinho's side now. So 11-5. I like that because I still can't trust this Man United defence. And Andy Carroll is, he's now, you know, playing a run of games, which is one thing, and I think he might cause a few problems. But Manchester United and both teams to score is how I'd play this.
11-5, Manchester United to win the game and both teams to score. The man that you mentioned the other day, Derek, Paul Pogba, he's been influential recently. He's been involved in four goals in his last four Premier League appearances now, two goals and two assists. Is your love affair, Derek, with Manchester United going to continue this Monday?
Well, you know what? I looked at this fixture and I thought, well, you know, it's United all day long, and I've been tempted a little bit by the odds. I didn't expect them to be as short as 4-7. That is very, very short, isn't it? But, you know, a team that's still, you know, we've still got some way to make up on the top four. But I'm a bit like Tom. I can't see any result other than United win because they're playing above themselves at the moment. And you're right to pick holes in West Ham's form, Tom. Yeah, three straight wins before that defeat against Leicester on Saturday. But they haven't really beaten anybody of note. This is a totally different proposition for them. It's, you know, it's a question of value. I mean, I expected Man United to be around 5-6, 8-11 at worst. Mm. So 4-7. There's another price later on, and we'll be talking about an away price. I can't believe how short it is. This is hovering towards that territory. But I've still got to go for them because I just think they're playing so well right now, and they do look a side that's going to menace the top two. I think United. I can't see their winning run being halted here.
You've changed so much, Derek. You really
well,
have.
You know what? I've noticed this, and I'm very unhappy with myself. But I think it's my anti-United feeling has been tempered now that Fergie's no longer. It was more an anti-Fergie feeling than an anti-United feeling. Now he's gone. It's no fun in hating United anymore.
Yeah, but you love them now, Derek. That's the thing. You've gone full circle.
I know, and I'm a lunatic.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.